Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about a safety alert, because OSHA needs your help. Now here's the deal, OSHA, way back in October when we were all at Tire App, OSHA said that they were going to put out an RFI, Request for Information, and they finally did it. So here's the deal, they have the RFI out, it's a PDF, I have all the links in my blog, but you can basically search OSHA Safety RFI. Or OSHA Tower Climber RFI, and you should find it. There's a PDF, but the easiest thing to do is just go to wadeforwireless.com. It'll be there. I have the links there, the PDF there. And the other thing I want to talk about, this is very important for the industry, because OSHA is requesting the climbers, the guys on the front line, now the guys doing the work, to give feedback here, which is like monumental. They're actually looking for answers. Now, I wanted to go over it real quick here, because one of the things that you need to understand is you can answer it on your own, which is fine, but Wireless Estimator set up a website that makes it easy to answer, and you can compare your answer to other answers, but the answers aren't, it's not like the answer true or false, obviously. You're going to put your opinion in there, and you're going to be requested to put a solution. Now, I didn't do it yet. I'm going to do it. I just haven't got around to it yet. I saw it yesterday, and it came out officially today. Today is April 15th, 2015. So why am I telling you all this? Because it is very important we get everyone to participate. And Wireless Estimator has a website that makes it easy. It's very, very straightforward. wirelessestimator.com/OSHA RFI 2015. Look that up. OSHA RFI 2015. That's on the Wireless Estimator site. He has a link to it. Craig reached out and let me know that it was there. And it seems like an easy way to do it. I put a picture in. Didn't come out too well, but I do have a picture in my blog about it. And I want you to understand that there's different sections. And here's the deal. One, if you're going to answer these, give real answers. If you answer with crap, it's going to be flushed. Nobody's going to look at it. I know some of you think you'll be funny and put some answer in there and start, you know, calling OSHA every word in the book. But don't do it, okay? This is for serious inquiries. This is to shape the industry. And for all of you that do not respond, and if something happens, you have no one to blame but yourself. It's a lot like voting. You know, obviously you can vote and you have winners and losers. You're going to have the same thing here. You're going to make suggestions and they're going to take some and they're not going to take some. They're going to give priority to some and not to others. They're going to look at the quantity as well as the quality. Now, quality first and then quantity of each answer. So just be aware of that. But this is very important. OSHA is really reaching out here. So for all of you that say OSHA doesn't care, well, you're wrong. Here's proof. They have 8 sections, right? Questions for tower climbers. They have training and certification. Suitability for work, number 4. Hazards and incidents, number 5. Contracting for work, 6. Economic issues, 7. Tower design, 8. Regulatory, non-regulatory approaches. Now, obviously, if you have skills in all these areas, great. Answer all the areas. But if you're a climber and you don't know much about tower design, I would recommend not putting in tower design or regulatory issues, right? So think about what your skills are. Most of you out there, tower climbers, you can probably have input on training and certification, suitability for work, hazards and incidents. All important. If you're running the show, if you're a project manager, a foreman, contractor, you own the crews, contracting and work would be big for you. Economic issues, big for you. If you're a tower builder, tower design would as well be in your wheelhouse. If you're, again, a tower builder or you own a crew, regulatory and non-regulatory approaches. But we're looking for serious answers here. And you know what? It's up to you. All you guys that cry and say OSHA doesn't care, it's up to you. For all you people that say Nate shapes the industry, well, here, OSHA found a way to bypass the large groups and reach right to you, the tower climber. So what's your excuse? you didn't have time, you're traveling, you're too busy. It's on Wireless Estimator. If you have time to log into Wireless Estimator, if you have time to look on the internet, you have time for this. You have time to just write your answers down and then type them in later. That's why I like the Wireless Estimator interface. It just seems like a good interface. Whether you like them or hate them, it's a good interface. It's an easy way to respond. It's an efficient way to respond. And I think you can log in later and you can compare answers and you can change your answers. That I do like about it, the fact you can see answers. Now, I just looked on there. There are about 62 people that could or could not gain access. Plus, I had internet issues. It's up and down today. But I'm putting this out for you guys so you understand how important this is. For all you guys that are just going to go out there and cry and moan and say it should get better, for crying out loud, take the action. I'm going to do this. I'm probably going to do it tonight or tomorrow. I want to get this message out there before I do it. And maybe I'll come out with another blog post after I do it to let you know what I think and to let you know what I think of the answers. But the reason I'm putting this out early is to give all of you a head start to fill this out and put your answers in, and then maybe we can go back in and change them later. This is very important. This is going to shape the way OSHA sees the industry. And you know what they'll see? If only 100 of you respond, they'll see, nobody cares. So let's ditch it. So when you, 2 years from now, have something happen and say, OSHA doesn't care. OSHA's not doing their job. But listen, OSHA doesn't care because you didn't care. That's why we have to make a difference here. We have to really shape OSHA's opinion of the tower climbing industry, the tower industry in general. This is your chance to have a say. This is your chance to make a difference. This is your chance to put safety first and let OSHA know how you feel. And this is your chance to say, hey, we're too safe on this, we're not safe enough on this, or why don't you guys look at this? This is also your chance to call people out. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say, I'm not saying a specific company, okay? If you're going to get on there and just cry about a company, it's not going to do much good. But what I am going to say, if you look at things in general and see something in common, say a tower owner could do this, or a company, a customer, like a big carrier could do this. Like, I'll give you one very near and dear to my heart. You know what? All these customers say, well, what can we do about safety? We put in the RFP and the bids, be safe. That's not good enough. They should put in a specific safety, almost like a method of process, a MOP. They should put in their specific safety plan, the safety expectations, and then they should request the safety plan and rescue plan of each climber crew out there, because that is what's missing. Then what they should do is safety inspections. They should build money in the budget for safety inspections. The money's there. They're going to make it back. It's an investment as it is, and I get it. Nobody wants to pay more than they have to, especially all the investors out there. They don't want to see money wasted. But do they want to see someone dead? You know what? I'll bet if you asked each investor individually about seeing somebody dead, they would say no, but they want to make money. So they're going to find a balance. The balance is safety audits. I firmly believe safety audits would help. And I firmly believe the customer has to require that. And I firmly believe the customer should pay a separate company to do audits. The good companies out there audit themselves on safety, and they have a good safety person that goes above and beyond and makes sure the training's in line and the certs are in line and all that. It's very important. But let me tell you, the customer plays a part too. And just like if the tower owner has something very dangerous at a site and they've been warned again and again and again and they haven't done anything because, say, it costs too much money and then someone gets hurt, you know, they're liable. You, as a climbing company, if you run a couple crews, you're liable for each person on that crew. Every time someone on your crew does something stupid, you're going to wind up taking it personally. It's very important. So there, I did my rant. This is your chance to make a difference. Just get on there. And I really like the Wireless Estimator website, wirelessestimator.com/OSHA-RFI-2015. So here's your chance to make a difference. Be smart, be safe, pay attention to what you're doing, and remember, now you can make a difference. No regrets.